23 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, and I'm delighted to welcome Sarisha Reddy to the studio. This is a very great honor for me because Sarisha is a serious radio celebrity, beauty queen, and now kind of brand ambassador for one of the finest residential investment lifestyle opportunities in the Greater North Coast Precinct in Umhlanga. We're talking about the Oceans Apartments. And if you haven't yet heard what is available, hopefully by the end of our conversation, you'll be rushing down the road with your, you don't have to use checkbooks anymore, hey?
It's a Woolworths shopping bag. It's a Woolworths shopping bag.
Welcome to you, Sarisha. Lovely to have you on the morning show.
Dave, thank you so much for having us.
It's such a pleasure, and to talk about this gorgeous development, and it really is quite extraordinary. It is iconic, I think, on the Umhlanga beachfront now. Tell us a little bit from your perspective, what really makes it so special?
I think Oceans Residences is one of my favorite projects that Viv and I have worked on, because I feel it kind of, I don't know if you remember the book, Eat, Love, Pray. It's more like live, work, play. And it's the ability for an individual to be in a residence as well as cross the road and go surfing or grab a coffee from the mall. So everything's within reach. And I think in today's day and age, we're looking for convenience. And this is exactly what Oceans Residences offers.
Well, clearly it's convenience, but it's also convenience and extraordinary luxury, and with it, security and the peace of mind that goes with that, because that's hugely important in the world that we live in, let alone the country.
Dave, I just got in last night from Dubai, and you know, living in a place where you can just get into a taxi and, you know, be free. I was with my daughter. We traveled everywhere, different parts of the night, and you know, it was exhilarating. And I feel in Umhlanga, it's a community and it's a sanctity. It's like almost you're in a bubble, and we have great organizations that make sure that the precinct and the Golden Mile is safe, it's sound, and it's secure. And I think for me, that's the most important thing that people are looking for in this day and age, is being able to forget to lock your door, you're okay. I mean, we don't lock our doors at home. And I think for me, that is just such a big catch to life. Peace, security, sound mind.
And you've kind of created that precinct. It's much more than just an apartment. It's an extraordinary apartment. We'll talk about what's on offer shortly. But surrounding the apartment is a world within a world. And that speaks volumes as well. It's a massive undertaking, and it's been several years in the making. And I think there was quite a lot of skepticism in the beginning that anything on this kind of scale could ever work, because it was so ambitious.
Yes.
And yet you have brought it to fruition, and it is working.
I think, you know, Viv has aged rapidly since the start of this project. And I think it started with the Oceans Mall, as well as the Radisson Hotel, and then the two blocks coming up, one now just completed and ready to move in. So the Ocean Residences is no transfer fees. There's literally 97% of the facility is occupied, and you're in and you're out. So for me, it's a mixed use development, and we've won awards for it, especially the way the precinct has been taken into account, and the development, the design, the style. So it fits in, and the skyline will never be the same in Umhlanga, because I've been in Umhlanga for almost 25 years. To tell you that, like, from 25 years to now, it's just, you know, it's like it's a mini Sandton, mini Dubai.
Yeah. People have said, well, you know, the village of Umhlanga has changed. Of course it has. Time moves on and things change. The interesting thing is things can change for the better or the worse, and generally change is constant, that's for sure. And I think what you guys have done in Umhlanga is you've brought it into the 21st century in an extraordinary way. And clearly you've mentioned that there's a limited availability now in this particular development because it is so successful. 97% occupancy, that's huge, which means there's only 3% still available. Before we go any further, let's talk about that. What is still available?
There's a few 2-bedroom and 3-bedroom apartments left. That's all I can say. I think the 1-bedrooms are mostly gone. There could be a few, if I'm not mistaken. I need to check my board pack, because I haven't been here since like Monday. But it's very scarce to get a space there now. But for me, it's just overwhelming, because there's a second tower coming up, and that's like almost like 50 to 60% in completion.
So there is an opportunity to get in on the ground, on what is clearly already an established winning proposition. The investment potential there is absolutely huge, but of course the lifestyle potential is probably even better. And we, looking from that aspect of the ocean in front of you and the village below and the beautiful mall, and you've mentioned a couple of those developments, presumably almost all, if not all, of those apartments have sea views.
Yes. There's, I think, besides the garden apartments, every single apartment has a sea view. And it doesn't matter which part of the building you're in, you're going to get the north view, south view, central view. So it's pretty much, it's views for days. I think for me, the most important part is that a lot of thought has gone into the way it has been designed. Like for me, the foyer is my favorite place of the entire Ocean's Residences because of the way it spirals in, and it just looks unbelievable. It's magic. And I love the pool deck because we've curated little brays, mini brays, so families can come in and just start their own little bray.
It's communal, but it's private at the same time.
So communal and private. And there's a space, you know, if you get, you know, you're tired of being in your apartment, you come in, you come down, there's a gym, there's so much to do.
You know, I think that's so important in the world that we live in today, which is extraordinarily connected digitally, but yet disconnected personally. We're lonely. People are lonely. We don't know our neighbors. We don't know each other. We tend to live in superb isolation, and it's a problem. What you're describing is the opportunity to join a community if you want to.
Yes.
And I think that is absolutely priceless, quite frankly. But talking about, I've just been going through some of the spec on the apartment because, you know, I've been told by your team, listen, we're here for a reason.
I love my team. Denver and UV are my team.
Listen, we're talking about a collection of state-of-the-art units, and it's ultra-modern in terms of elegance and sophistication, each featuring a balcony with captivating views, etc., etc. And apparently, it goes without saying, a development of this scale would have the features and fittings that one would expect. But just reading through the list, it's almost like walking into a magazine. And talking of which, I noticed that you've been featured very well in our Life and Style magazine over the past couple of issues, which is fabulous. But if you were to, in your inimitable way, if you were to sort of sum up what it feels like to be part of this development, to own a part of this development, what would that be?
I think, Dave, you've already hit it on the head. For me, it's definitely the views and the large balconies that it offers. So because we have three apartments there ourselves, we invested in our kids, so they have two apartments, one each. And then my parents also have an apartment there, which has been great for us. And when I step out on that balcony, every single time within the various phases of completion, it's the views that drive you.
Yeah.
I mean, to stand there and just, it's idyllic to see the sunrise, to see the sunset. I mean, people dream of this. And for me, it's a dream.
You know, and I think the timing is absolutely spot on because there is this general move towards the north coast of KZN now as almost a regrouping of very well-established South Africans that have traveled abroad and have lived and worked, many still working abroad. But there's this shift now. You find that people like Magda Wierska is coming back to South Africa after 7 years of being a UK taxpayer. She has looked at opportunities around the world and said categorically she's coming back to South Africa because this is where it's happening. I've noticed that some of the international big media brand developers are offering work to people living abroad, anywhere, sort of remotely, to join their massive organization. And they're particularly looking at South Africans because they like the neutral accent, they like the fact that we work very, very well, and the fact, generally speaking, I think that South Africans are get up and go. But so many folk have identified that if they are working remotely for an international organization and earning dollars, why not relocate to a place where the dollar buys you a lifestyle that is off the charts, and South Africa is the place? And the KZN North Coast in particular is the place. And we've got this Club Med development up the road, yes, which is pulling massive international interest. I think your development is absolutely jewel in the crown, and the time has come. But of course, it's going to be oversubscribed many times. So if you're listening to this, folks, and you're wondering what we're talking about, can you give a kind of direction? Because, you know, people come from all over the place holidaying in the greater Balito area. Now they're thinking, so you've got to have a passport stamped to cross the river here.
I literally got here, and I think in 10 minutes, Dave, it was a dream, because I was like, I'm not going to make it here. But there was absolutely no traffic at this time of the morning. And obviously the roads are perfect. South Africa has beautiful roads, to say the least, you know, and I've been traveling, so I could really put a triple A grade on our roads.
And interestingly, at the moment, the development around the network of roads on the North Coast, or in the North Coast node, is extraordinary for the future. So it's all future-proofing, I think.
But I love what you touched on in terms of South Africans coming back into the country, because when I was in the line getting into the plane, a lot of South Africans were going back to Dubai to work. And they said how much they missed being in South Africa because of the community, of the vibe of family, of so many roots, just the nature of the people. And landing in Dubai and going into a mall and being in the hotel, everyone's on their phone and everyone's very busy. So no, and my daughter, she's 15 years old, she said to me in the mall, "Mom, like, no, everyone's checked out. Have you noticed?" And I said, "Yes, I've noticed." And that's something that KZN does not lack, is the fact that, you know, we're so in demand as a people, like you mentioned, that this is the best place to be. We have so much coming. I think this precinct is just going to keep growing and growing, and hopefully just for the best.
Well, you're certainly a product of the product, and an extraordinary product it is. And we're very happy to have been able to chat with you on the morning show. Just in passing and in parting, for anyone that's interested in finding out more about what is available, I know that you don't have all the facts because, well, things change all the time, but where would be the best place to go to find out?
I think the best place to be in terms of getting yourself checked in and finding out what's going on would be www.oceans#umschlange.co.za.
So it's all online.
Sorry, not #. I'm so used to hashtagging ocean residences. Sorry, Dave. But there's a lovely website up, and there are lovely agents who are, you know, ready to help you. And I think from there, it's very easy to navigate through the website.
Well, welcome to the future. Looking absolutely fabulous. And my very special guest, Sarita Reddy, thank you so much for joining us on the morning show. And thank you so much for coming home from Dubai. And I hope you're going to stay for a while.
No, this is the best place to be. I'd never change this for anything in the world.
Second that. Isn't that just absolutely fabulous? Life on the north coast of KZN. The future is so bright. Remember that lovely song, "I've Got to Wear Shades"? But, you know, also, you've got to have an apartment to go with it. And the oceans is calling. Thanks so much again for joining me on the morning show. And the morning show continues.